Stripe helps many of the world's most influential companies grow their revenue and build a more profitable business. Whether it's Hertz making checkout a smooth ride for their customers, OpenAI answering unprecedented demand, or PGA chipping away at back office inefficiency, Stripe's financial infrastructure platform helps companies achieve ambitious goals. No matter what success looks like for your business, Stripe helps ensure the complexity of financial systems doesn't get in your way. Learn more at stripe.com.
Only the best will do for mom. So make Whole Foods Market your Mother's Day destination. Shop the floral department for vibrant blooms like tulips, orchids, peonies, and expert-crafted bouquets. Then head to the wellness and beauty department and give mom a spa-like experience with scented candles and more. And if you're hosting brunch or dinner, order flavorful Whole Foods Market catering by May 9th. Celebrate Mother's Day with Whole Foods Market in store and online.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
A new bridge connecting North and South Portlands in Dublin is in the works. In addition to easing the flow of traffic, it is going to open up cycling and pedestrian pathways and even potentially a Lewis line. Now, for more on this, I'm joined by Associate Professor at the TCD School of Engineering, Brian Caulfield. Brian, good morning.
Good morning, Pat.
Now, many people are familiar with the East Link and so on. They're also familiar with the On the Skyline, the waste-to-energy or incinerator, as it's called, plant. So where is this new bridge going to be in respect of those two landmarks?
So it's going to be in the middle of those two landmarks. So it will be parallel to the East Link Bridge, further towards the port. And that's the idea of it. And one of the kind of key aspects of it, from what I can see from what they've released, is that it will create a network around that part of the city that will just be for freight. And so it will take freight traffic out of the mix with regular traffic.
So freight traffic would not therefore have to cross the East Link Bridge.
Precisely. Yeah. So that would free up some capacity on that bridge. And it would all move then down to this new bridge. And this new bridge, it seems to be trying to do absolutely everything possible other than take cars on it. So it would have all of this freight traffic on it, all of the freight traffic, all of the bin lorries that go down into the pool bag incinerator. All of that will be pushed onto this new piece of infrastructure.
Now, where will it come out? Because, you know, the access route is from the Strand Road, which runs along the coast. So at the moment, you get the Sean Moore Road coming out onto that particular artery. So where will this new road come out?
At the moment, the drawings that they've released are pretty, you know, they're still at, I suppose, at the concept stage. From what I can see from that is that on the north side of it, it will come from the port kind of network. And then on the south side, it's a little bit ambiguous as to how it's going to clear away from the rest of the traffic. It looks to me as if it will be a new road that will be adjacent to the road that's currently on the south bank.
This is the Sean Moore Road.
Yes.
So they would obviously then have to go into some of the GAA club's land and also the Irish Glass Bottle land. I'm just seeing this in my mind's eye at the moment, trying to figure it out.
From what I can see on the diagrams that they've released, it doesn't look like that would be the case. But again, an awful lot more work needs to be done on this. As far as I can see, it's still at the initial concept phase. And a huge amount of modelling, traffic modelling, would need to be done to make sure this is the right solution.
Or else, if it doesn't do either of the things I suggested, it would take elements out of the public park down there. So anyway, I must study it in more detail myself. It's not just a bridge for pedestrians, cyclists and trucks. The possibility of a Lewis connection. Now, which line would that be on?
So this is the pool bag extension. So it would basically be an extension from just behind the Point Depot across this new bridge, and then it would go south and into pool bag. So this is part of the NTA's plan for the Greater Dublin area, and this line has been there. One of the interesting parts of this from a civil engineering perspective is this bridge is going to be able to lift. So a lifting bridge with a tramway on it is not something we have in the city. It's not something that's, you know, there's a couple of examples of it in the Netherlands. It's something that could work, but we would really need to see the traffic modelling on it. You know, how would it, could it disrupt Lewis frequencies? All of these types of things would need to be looked at.
Now, originally, Brian, you'll probably remember there was a design that had the port tunnel staying underground, although you could exit into Dockland on the north side, and carrying on through under Stillorgan and meeting up with the M50 on the other side. That was scrapped.
That was scrapped. And in the latest iteration of the Greater Dublin Area Transport Strategy, it's something that is due to be scrapped. Perhaps it would have been a very, very expensive piece of infrastructure. And given that we have to build so much, that would be very far down the list of priorities. And
I think it would have taken, though, so much stuff off the surface where, you know, land is scarce and, you know, people want to cycle and walk and all the rest of it. It would have taken a lot of stuff off the roads. But anyway, and even near the Radisson Hotel on the Stillorgan Road, there is land that's dedicated to open cutting part of that tunnel. So, you know, it wouldn't have been as horrendously expensive, perhaps, as we imagined.
I still think it would have been more. It would have been very expensive back then. And as we've talked before about tunneling in this city path, it was cheap to do maybe 20 years ago. I think now it would be quite expensive. And you're right; there are big land banks across the whole part of South Dublin that are dedicated to this happening. Perhaps if we've now decided fully it's not going to happen, it's time to release that land for badly needed housing and other amenities.
So anyway, this new bridge will have cyclist sharing with trucks. I hope it's well designed so that they'll have to breathe in the fumes anyway, but at least they mightn't have to come in close physical contact with those trucks.
From the drawings, that's what it looks like. And I know lots of cyclists listen to your show, Pat. I would be a little bit concerned about that. It feels a little bit like greenwashing. I'm not sure cyclists are going to want to cycle next to these big trucks. And then also all of the bin lorries that are going down into the incinerator and also the Lewis, you know, it really needs to be designed quite well for that to be part of it. I'm not sure it's one of the biggest selling points of the bridge.
Well, other selling points, the development of a maritime village with facilities for sailing and rowing clubs for Sea Scouts, the Nautical Trust, local boat owners. There'll be a waterside public plaza area. The community facilities will include a 2.8 hectare port park and an adjacent landscaped area with 5G floodlit paying pitches, whatever they are. 5G.
Exactly, whatever they are. That all sounds amazing, and it's definitely something that side of the city needs. I would hope that any access to that part of the city with all of these amenities there doesn't include large amounts of car parking, that they can get there using the new tram system that they're going to put down there, and all of that is put in there as well. But you go to many cities across the world that have these kind of port facing amenities, and they're fantastic, and Dublin is crying out for it.
Anyway, if you want to look at that in detail, Dublin Port 3FM, that's what they're calling this project, 3FM, dublinport3fm.ie, and that's available there until April 28th. Then they go to onboard Planola, and it'll all be finished by 2039. That's the promise. So there you are. Brian, thank you very much for joining us. Brian Caulfield, Associate Professor at the School of Engineering at Trinity College in Dublin.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.
Amazon has everything for every kind of Mother's Day, whether that's a massage gun for an at-home spa day or new shoes for her favorite salsa class. Or gifts like a biker helmet to unleash her inner daredevil. From hot stones to helmets, shop everything for Mother's Day on Amazon.